Soprano Patricia Brooks was never as well known as Beverly Sills, her contemporary and friend at the New York City Opera in the 1960s. But she was highly prized among opera lovers, not only for her voice, but as one of the opera's most gifted actresses. She didn't make many recordings, so classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says he's especially pleased at the new release of a live recital from 1971.
Some performances are so indelible that even after many years you can't forget them. I can still picture in my mind the way Patricia Brooks handled a champagne glass in director Frank Corsaro's famous 1969 production of Verdi's La Traviata at the New York City Opera. Brooks had an unusual background for an opera singer. She was both a dancer with Martha Graham's company and an actress. She studied with the great Uta Hagen and appeared off-Broadway in José Quintero's legendary Circle in the Square production of Eugene O'Neill's The Iceman Cometh. Violetta, the heroine of La Traviata, is a tubercular courtesan. Brooks played her as world-weary and cynical, threatened by the love of her naive suitor, Alfredo. At the end of the first act, she resists her sentimental impulse to fall in love and tries to talk or sing herself back into her ruthless pursuit of sheer pleasure. Brooks sipped her champagne as if she were sipping at the well of love itself. Maybe she sings, "Alfredo is the one." But no, honest feeling is impossible. Absurd. I must remain free, Violetta sings. And as if she had to shake off this temptation in the most violent way, Brooks smashed the champagne glass on the floor. Few sopranos ever sing this passage, ever act it with such desperation, or with greater theatrical skill. But Brooks never recorded this role. Most of her performances remain only in the memory of those who saw them. Now VAI has released a CD of her 1971 New York recital debut, and we can hear again her extraordinary sweetness and sensitivity, as, for example, in this atmospheric Mahler song, in which breathing in the scent of a lime tree twig becomes an act of love. Brooks could also rise to heights of tragic grandeur, as in this aria from Meyerbeer's rarely performed Robert le Diable. Patricia Brooks's opera career was cut short in 1977 by the onset of multiple sclerosis, which affected her breathing. She died in 1993 at the age of 59. I'm not aware of any film with Patricia Brooks. I wish I could see again how gracefully and with how much character she moved. But this lovely new disc, with its uncliched selection of songs and arias in German, Italian, and French, stylishly accompanied by pianist Harriet Wingreen and oboist Bert Lucarelli, is a powerful reminder of what a cherishable artist she was.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor at the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston. He reviewed Patricia Brooks in recital on the VAI label.